Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
We need to change it now, just you and me. And we're really glad to have you aboard. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's July 24th, 2016, and it's a three-hour live program. And we've been on RBN for close to 10 years. And we started out in placing on the national stage the contaminations of added sterilants in the drinking water, which was done by the EPA and the government and still is that way. That's where we started. And, of course, we have the subject matter on our program is law and medicine and politics and other aspects of research and developing the Brain Project, of which I'm one of the advisors. And the whole basis of the cornerstone on the national stage is in chloramine caused health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And you can click it right there. It's an exclusive. And it's been translated in four languages, been in front of the United Nations, which it will be again this week. And if you read that, you can print that, and you can email that to your friends. And that's a starting point. And I'm really involved in developing clinical trials and clinical medical protocols. I'm licensed to do that, have been for many years. And I sit back and I look at the general scheme of things, which I talk about in the patent law as it concerns food, water, and air. And of course you have various forms of what's called the allostatic load models for treating people, which gets all messed up in terms of how people perceive medicine and their position in life. And with that kind of backdrop, I have to say this. You know, we had the Republican convention for the nomination of Donald Trump for president. The Democratic convention starts tomorrow, and as you know, and I have to say this: the people that monitor these programs on the conventions, I don't. It's just my private view. I don't know them, their personal life. But the suppositions that I get and what I see, that I don't think that these people have a clue as to, really have a clue, as to what people that are living. I think the closest that it comes to is when they have the on-the-street interviews of people. And of course, the people that they interview are arbitrarily chosen in the location. Most of the answers that people give also show that they don't have a clue either. But every once in a while, there are people that do. And with that being said, there was a statement made by the pundits that said that Donald Trump and people involved in the Republican convention made an inference of Hillary Clinton to Lucifer. And, of course, you can see they don't understand sociology. They probably haven't read literature. But Hillary Clinton was mentored, which I've talked about, and it shouldn't be too news to you, by Saul Alinsky, who his book on how to be a radical was dedicated to Lucifer, and because he felt Lucifer was one of the best radical social organizers of the underworld and of the devil's reaction of processes. So they could go with the various interactions of human beings of Satan, and that was his thesis. When I was at the university, you couldn't do it today, but on the reading list, that was on the reading list. So was the Chairman Mao's Red Book. Mein Kampf was required reading. Hitler's Diary was required reading. What was known of it at the time. A lot of work of Shakespeare, which had parables of philosophical thinking, which was used by Adler and Jung as psychotherapists, and a lot of the forces of understanding the mind. And when you have a mentor, that stays with you. In other words, the person says, well, I was mentored by so-and-so, you know. Well, they write books, and that's, you know, in this case, Alvesky was dedicating it to Lucifer, which turned out to be, as most of the communist writers of years and years ago always made references to Lucifer. And what I see in working off of my training of the Monterey Military Academy in Monterey, California, where you're trained in very special developments. I was assigned, of course, to work. It was very advanced, working on the actual neurological aspects, developing of parapsychology at that time. And we were working with some Russian scientists there in the Monterey Bay, Monterey Laboratory. And as I look back and I collect all this work, like making a breakfast, you know, putting it all together, you know, you put a piece here and a piece there. And you may think I'm taking too long introducing where we're going in this, but I'm not. What I see happening is a very evil and sinister form of thinking that is happening. Not that I'm being Democratic or Republican, because I'm not politically correct, and the listeners that have been with us, even one overseas that listen to us, know this. I'm not politically correct. And but I see an evil trend here. Such stories as Hillary's satanic sex practices, things of that sort. And of course, that to me is noise. But what I see in the eyes and the body language of people, the people that protest, and the money that's going out, you know, to have protesters, by the Rockefellers and Soros people and the rest of it, which is not a big secret. And then I look at Trump. Now, I've had a communication with him on very high level on the water. He sought me out, you know, and on the science and technology czar information that I've been talking about for years, Dr. John Holden, who was the science and technology czar for Obama, putting sterlings in the drinking water to decrease the population, which is real, and way beyond that, actually, if you think there's something that could be beyond destroying a civilization. And Donald Trump is much different than he was on TV, and very astute, understood all the engineering. He had read chloramine cause health damage and the chemistry of it. And he was so shocked of it because, you see, he was ahead of himself. Most of his hotels already have their own water systems, and which is way advanced on the thing. And Romney, of course, has made a career out of bad-mouthing Trump for his own reasons, which I could never understand, being a Mormon and the rest of it. Maybe he's pissed off because, you know, Trump helped him with $10 million, you know, to run for president. Who knows? But that's the way this folds. Now, in the other side, I feel that Trump is, has, you can feel it and you can hear it. You know, there's a guy, you know, that there's stories written about the West, about the gunslingers, the famous ones, Bat Masterson. I was an example, perfect example. They came out of a very turmoil type civilization and had to deal with a lot of bad seeds, you know, people that really weren't born on the right end of it. And religion was very high in their world because they came cold turkey. You know, there was no town, no place to where they had to figure out where to plant, where to build a town, how to raise their children. And over a period of time, people believe their religion or they believe their core. And you hear me talking about that a lot. I think the United States has lost its core. But maybe it hasn't. If you think about Trump, think of the people that complain about him because they don't want their deal messed up. Because I still have connections. I mean, I have senators and people that I know that are involved where I'm trying to put water law into a different context. And in fact, we've got a grand jury of science and technology is something I started with on this program. That we need in this country because these people who make decisions don't have science and technology developmental background. And over a period of time, a person starts to believe and become, remember the statement that you were probably raised with, it says, well, you know, that person's got religion, you know. And that's hence from where I'm coming from. I think that's exactly what's happened here. I think that Trump has found religion. I don't think I have talked, and I have talked to some very high-level people on this earth, been involved in a lot of missions, and I can tell you right now, I've met lots of different types of people. And I can tell you right now, I think Trump is the real deal. I didn't think he wasn't, but something had happened in the way he talked and the way he is presenting it. He gets involved, but he gives the people the benefit of their skill. You see, it's like my producer on this program. I have a producer of producers for my program, and I have private conversations with him before we go on air kind of thing. But you see, I trust him, and I know he knows what the hell he's doing. That's just to use an example. The whole thing is that you delegate the best to people, and that's a skill. That's something that is borderline. That's what a pastor does when they preach religion. They're giving you that message that they feel is something that you can handle. But the people in the audience, in the church or wherever they are, they think they want the pastor to handle it. The skill is to get those people in that congregation or audience to have the skill and to act on it. And that is where I bet my chips, because I see this whole thing. Now, this is just me and my opinion, all right? When Cruz went up here and had that smirk on a double speech, they already knew what he was supposed to say because he'd been vetted. They let him go. But Cruz does, you know, another take. And the way he said it, and if you looked at his eyes and you looked at the way it is, Cruz, to me, when we first started this whole thing, I said, there's a guy that belongs somewhere in the courts. He's a smart person. He understands the law and everything, and he has a problem. Of course, the whole world is not conservative. You know, the conservatives want their people to be in there. Nothing wrong with that. But the way he gave that speech not to support Trump and the Republican convention, but the way he did it. Sitting in the box after Cruz was finished was Edelson. Edelson had a booth, and Cruz went up there, and he went to Sam, and because I know Edelson. I mean, he's out of Las Vegas, and, you know, and I've known him for a long time. And the thing is, he wouldn't let Cruz in his box. He had his guards close the door on him. And rightly so. If you look at the way that was delivered, and it's they defied their own beliefs. In other words, the people that did not show up at the Republican convention denied their own beliefs. I mean, anything they had, Trump signed says, "We want, you know, you're going to back up anyone on the Republican Party," and of course that was that blonde on Fox. I can't remember her name, Kelly, I think. What a piece of work! I mean, I'm not going to tell you why I say that, but I've met a lot of women like that. Oh, they bat their eyes, you know, they look pretty. And then they make that smile, and then they give you the real shove question, you know. And when I was a young man, I used to get fooled for so long, and then finally I caught on. And it turns into this thing. I can't. And they set him up, you know. They set Trump up. And he had to do it. He did it because he believed it. You know, so the thing is, what we're coming to is the fact that I see this as good and evil. Now, that's just me. I see on one side the complete opposite and the other thing. Nothing wrong. You want to vote Democratic, that's socialism and the rest of it. There, the businesses are left out of the loop. Businesses in this country have too many regulations. They're going out of business. There are people that I have contacts on that tell me about whole malls just empty. Because, of course, people buy on the Internet now. But the truckers can't deliver. You know, you got other problems. They went to the drones because they had to eliminate the trucks. That was really what Amazon really did on their decision process, you know. But there's a whole lot to talk about on this. And we'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard, and thank you for being here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And one of the aspects of the annihilation of capitalism as the goal for the socialists and the United Nations position. I mean, I've had three presentations to the United Nations concerning who owns the water, because the United Nations feels that they own the water on the earth. I've told my listeners a lot about my meeting with Gorbachev, and who, you know, eye to eye, that was some time ago, because I never appear in public. Of course, this was a world meeting of the sheikhs, the dictators, Russia, all water people who control water, buy water. Now, of course, it's the water index that I've talked about on this show concerning the process of investment and how that controls the world population and food, and also governments themselves. I've talked about people talking about chloramine causing health damage, which has been distributed in 12 states over a period of time. It's in several countries. People copy it and give it to their friends. There are several people in city councils across the country that have been arrested and have had passed laws that they can't talk about chloramine in the drinking water. Oh, of course, the trimethylamines and disinfectant products therefrom are real. We have And that's all part of what I call, which I will call today, is the first time I've formalized the thing. I don't want to call it evil, but it is. You have already Agenda 21 that's in every community of this country. They're in contracts, they're in statutes, they're in resolutions. You have the Council of Governments, which are unconstitutional and are already in place, and they're in every state. City councils have hired UN people to be, as their advisors, they call them planners. The intelligence community is co-opted to serve all these technology and technocratic mass collection of data on every citizen in the country. There's infiltration embedded at every level of government. Regulations designed to decrease the economic activity in order to allow for the sustainable development, which is the focus of Agenda 21 and 20 and Agenda 2050. Which has been sped up through the guise of climate change. You have courts in this country that are part of this scheme to prosecute people who deny climate change. You have social engineering and social mechanisms to change the thought processes of the brain itself, which I talk about extensively, how water is being used for that, how electromagnetic fields are being used for that, how the molecular structure of various molecules, not from chemtrails in the air, but other air products, of which has been glossed over by other people, but not on this program. And so if what I'm saying is that what, in my opinion, if Donald Trump believes his own story, which I feel he has, And he has seen religion. And I call it religion is really his belief of what he thinks is right again. And you can call it anything you like. Maybe he wants to redo off on past sins that he's committed in his life, and in his heart he wants to make amends. Maybe he started when his father was like that. Remember, no drinking. That's why his children and his family and himself don't drink. And the thing is that he was always on the site. And that's what this is all about. We have to emulate Donald Trump to be on site. And that's just me. That's the way I see it. That's the way I've conducted this in terms of this in clinical technology, in clinical trials in medicine, which are government-controlled. That's the way I conduct myself, and didn't even know that would be a model that I would see in a person running for president. And I think that we have to get a grip and understand this is beyond politics at this point. This is a turning point in our country. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Parker Pathways. And my finishing thought on Trump, Donald Trump's speech at the Republican convention, the left people really much to the left, which comes from the Democrats, which have gone very far left, and that's not a surprise to you either. But they said it was dark, you know. And what I see as a backstory on that is the fact that they had that sentence structure before the Republican convention ended. In other words, when Trump finished his speech, which was a very good speech, I thought, the pundits around the globe, it's dark. He's talking about drinking. It's dark. So now the guy's telling the truth, you know. And it's dark. And the president of the United States blouses off, you know, because you think, well, he's doing it as a politician. You listen carefully, and once you catch on to Obama, you can see how every fourth adjectives. Every fourth adjective is another explainer. In other words, what he really is saying. He's very good at this. And also, he has what's called a tandem module 6 in the voice, of which you can tell when he's lying up the ass. And the thing is, he should have been impeached long ago, but he hasn't been touched for 8 years. And why? Because people are in there. It's like Senator McConnell. He was booed off the Republican convention floor. And the thing is, they asked him on air, well, what do you think if, Trump comes with you with ideas and you talk about it? He says, well, you know, I'm not going to take his ideas, you know. And McConnell's always been up front of that. No, there's your problem. Remember the guy that used to say, well, there's your sign, you know. He had one of these great calendars of mountain humor. I just love that guy. I haven't seen him in a long time, and I heard from him. I think he had a show for children that says if you can answer questions of an eighth grader or something like that. It was great. Yeah, I don't watch television, so I don't have time, but I keep track the best I can. And we used to say in the old days, you know, we'd say, well, you know, the guy's pounding sand up, you know. How they are. No, dark, huh? Let me tell you, Jocko, it is dark. And there are issues out here that needs to be taken. They need to be taken care of. And that's where our little program on RBN helps you across the threshold of some real-world issues that have to do with water, medicine, the law, politics, and a few other tidbits which you're not going to get in other places. And each program, sure, I've used 40 minutes to talk. You think I'm editorializing and it's an academic exercise. No, I'm talking about real dark and light, evil and good. Not the biblical stuff. I'm talking the evil bastards that are out there that are working 24/7 to make sure that you pay them money. You work for them, and then the government, and then the third guy, who is your local handouter, enforcer, he might be, or she might be. Now it's more she's now in the union. They're starting to act like men now. Going to push it like they're union people. They come from the unions and they pull a thing off, you know, harass doctors and nurses. Nurses are good socialists because they want the social system. God, they're smarter than that, and they fall for it. So it's all run by, when I build in the background, I have companies that I mention, which are cornerstones of the show. Today's program is based upon Gigamon Incorporated. They're selling at $39 a share. They have a pre-tax margin of 19, which if they were a little lower, it'd be better. They have are involved with countries that develop network infrastructures. These are the new artificial intelligence infrastructures to control your thought. You have universal display, $70.69 a share. They are making the new pipes for organic light-emitting diodes, and these diodes are part of the new light brain wave interface. They have worked on the consumer electronics market. In other words, there won't be any, at the end of this month on the Earth, there will not be any more VCRs made out of Japan because they can't work the other parts to it. And of course, tape is not being used because DVDs are being used. Well, universal display is going to control the medium by which the electronic diode on the light-emitting diode will be resolved in terms of interfacing with chips, which will be in water pipes. AMN Healthcare, this is $42 a share. The return on investment is running around the 26% and pre-tax margins about 9%. This is one of the world's largest healthcare staffing provider in the United States. They control now staffing of physicians from the United States to other countries and other countries here, because there's a shortage of physicians, because they're getting out of medicine. That's why they're going into the technologies of medicine. So, and then you have CoreSite Realty Corporation, and these folks are at $91 a share, but they are developing the data centers and the facilities across the United States. And the CoreSite Realty Corporation at $91 a share is building a lot of those cities underground for the elites and for the coming nuclear and cosmic war that is already emerging, and also the Third World War over water, which has already begun, which is part of Hillary Clinton's intel that 2012, of which I placed on Parker Pathways, and have talked about it since, and how vicious and evil that plan is. And that's going on right now. And it has been a little bit before 2012, before she sneaked it out there in 2012. I can remember when Hillary Clinton was messing around with the Electoral College, and she wanted to change the Electoral College. This was years ago. She's been running for president for years, and she wanted to eliminate the Electoral College so that she'd get an advantage. So instead, they went to superdelegates. And to work with him. Yeah, it's dark. You say Trump is dark? All he's doing is, in the real world, if you listen to him carefully and he can keep an open mind for 20 minutes, you can, you know, all Trump's doing is doing his religion of where he sees it, because he believes he's been at that end where he's been on the work site, and the workers are telling him, you know, they love him because he pays attention to them. He pays them well. He trains people. Look at his whole family, how well-educated they are. You think they got that just by going to a special school? No. They got it from the fact that they put them in the field, and they put them in with people, and to understand people, how to read people, how to talk with people, how to determine their needs. That's a difference. See? So you think as a terms, when you speak of the process of water as a thing for Asia, which Trump, we talked about that. That was when he was going to Mississippi and Michigan on the airplane. That's when those talks were. And I've already, you know, been through that kind of discussion for what the future might bring. But I'm writing a lot of material, so a lot of this will go into the mix to perhaps help him if he becomes president. So you have in Asia, you have the Yangtze River, and of course the Chinese Commission, it is called, in Beijing, is trying to work with the concept of the water shortage on the earth and for their people. And China and India is the world's most populous nations, and so they use most of the water from that part of the earth. And, of course, they're getting ready for the world war over water in China, and have for the past 5 years. And China has about, according to the stock readers and what I've determined in my own figures, about 7% of the world's fresh water supply and about 21% of the population. So when I did the doomsday clock on potable water for the Smithsonian Institute, it was that I had that there would not be potable water on the earth. And by 2014, I was off by a year. People say, well, there's fresh water way down below. Well, the Russians have already figured out the North Pole, so, you know, so that they can get what they think is going to be their water. That's why they have the submarine systems. That's why the Al Gores of the world want you to believe that there's climate change is affecting the water in another way. I remember saying to Al Gore years ago, I said, well, you know, climate change is a weather. It's a rain. That was at Stanford. That was when he was trying to hustle $75 trillion. You know how much money he got on the backside on his deals after he sold them all? It wasn't million or billion, it was trillion. Yeah, $10 trillion. The public doesn't know that, but it's just you and I talking, so, you know. So the thing is that the urbanization of the world is changing the reason, so you have the company Xylem, which is being pushed a lot in by people that are in the know in terms of thing. They're going into Elevio Systems, which is a company called Wedeco. And Xylem, of course, the reason that water stock was a spinoff from AT&T, because AT&T wanted to do the artificial intelligence for water in the metering, and that would be part of the carbon footprint of your chip on your medical record. And it turns and by the way, people want to, you know, they talk about they're going to repeal Obamacare, but I even have reminded in my little note transfer private communication to the good side, not the evil side, the good side, which I call the Trump side, is that you need to repeal the death penalty, because that's on February 1st, 2017. If you don't do that, you're out of luck, Jocko. So, you know, and that's what's at stake. You've got four things at stake: Supreme Court selections, you've got repeal of the death penalty, which Hillary, I know people in Hillary's camp, and I can tell you right now, they have no intention of repealing it. They talk about they're going to change Obamacare so they can get the single payer. Well, they always wanted single payer. Well, what do you think the major production system for single payer is going to be controlled? You don't live on a planet unless you have water. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that's part of your density system of your brain. That's 98% of the brain in terms of the process of the spinal transfer. So that's part of your chip. Who do you think handles that? It's going to be ITT. In fact, a transfer to Watson computer on the supercomputer in the Netherlands started 6 months ago. And I told you about it, for the listeners that have been with me, that is the beginning of the transfer of all the medical records of the world into one place and have them in the cloud. And that carbon footprint of the amount of water that you're going to be involved in terms of your lifetime is part of that Dr. Emanuel, who is the author of the death penalty, who wants you to die at 75. I remember I had the interview here. So the thing is, that's going to be allocated for ITT. So, now Xylem has a big technological interest in the pump manufacturers and the focus of the mergers and acquisitions that they have with Xylem for that. And the ultraviolet light, of course, is at the high end. But there still has to be a different type of activated carbon to purify the water, which it can't be purified at this moment anyway, by present state of the art, no matter what they tell you. So the municipal water system is 12% of Xylem's business. So you have the terms where they're going to transfer that to China, and they're going to take 10% of their company and place it in China. And they expect to have, when I wrote chloramine caused health damage, when I wrote that, I placed that $16 trillion would be needed to take care of the infrastructure of the United States alone. Okay? So, and the debt was at that time under $16 trillion. Now it's, of course, at 19, we're going to $22 trillion. It's going to $23 trillion in 3 more months. They don't tell you that part. And the other company, which is involved with the water index in Asia, which will affect us, is Pentair. And the positioning of that industrial system at Pentair is involved in oil development. So in other words, the reason it's stuck will mean it did it for a false shareholder system. There's a big difference between going into oil and mixing it with the water. That's why they're going to make 35% of their estimate on the fourth quarter of 2017. They will make 35% of all revenues in the world directly tied to the water sector in China. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
And this is Parker Pathways. And the other company that is involved with China's water investment, which will now out of the General Electric, of course, they have a company called Wuxi, and they make reverse osmosis membranes and electro ionization systems. So in other words, essentially what they're doing is using electricity to treat water. And that's the only company in the world that is making these special electrolyzation systems. Now, the time that I met Gorbachev, former leader of Russia, in terms of, you had the United Nations representative there, and he said, well, you know, you don't own the water. We do. He used the word we as himself, you know. Well, that's, and he was right about it, you know. He's a pretty straightforward fellow. And but the thing is, even though he was communist, you know, but the thing is, he explained to me where GE was going. And GE had a booth in this world conference, and they showed me how the President Water Dallas's system was built, and of course they showed me what size they were going to end up with it. And of course it was the size of a shoebox. Well, they have it about the size of a half a city block right now as they speak. Once they hit the shoebox, they control all the water exposure on this earth. And that is their game plan. Now, what you say is, what does this have to do with Hillary Clinton? Well, when, if you remember in Trump's speech, he was talking about how she had prostituted herself. He didn't use that word, but the inference was very high, the wording he had. They gave the debt, you know, they had the thing to have China buy the debt of the United States, which she did. That's why you have 40% of everything moving in this country is either bought or sold by China without permit. And that's why you have a lot of highways, which you have Chinese troops roaming through the United States and have been. I remember talking about the Texas Highway in Texas and how the Texans, smart Texans, gave it away to Mexico in terms of the fact of the tolls on the freeways. And the thing is, well, of course, the Chinese were working for the Panama Canal, which was given to them by the peanut farmer president. The peanut farmer gave them the canal so they build it wider so they could have the building ships they were for the transport of goods and water, which was going to China. And they had to use the highways at the time. Remember, that was a story where you couldn't have, you know, you didn't have to worry about regulations of trucks coming from Mexico because they were hauling Chinese product. So the thing comes down to the fact she gave that away in terms of her price for that. Remember, when Hillary first started years ago, she wanted to be, her price for being with Bill Clinton was to be in charge of the World Bank. And that's all she talks about is money, if you watch her closely. And the whole thing is, that's the truth. She's only into money. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that that debt was 39% of everything you use, think, see, or develop, even in the patent law. And they even changed the patent law. I talk about it practically every other program. They changed the patent law to accommodate the debt. She gave away America. And I'll never forgive her for it. I'll never forgive her for it. We'll see you at the other end of the break on the second of a three-hour live program of Parker Pathways on RBN. Call in numbers 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you on the second and third live hour of Parker Pathways.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.